Thank you very much, Jack. Hello. Thank you all very much for coming. I was strongly encouraged to be brief in order to allow time for questions. But if I may, I'd like to begin by acknowledging my fellow authors, Jack Godfrey, George Donnington, and Alvin Martin, as well as the Hazard participants, many of whom are in this room, for their hard work and effort in conducting hazard research. So the question we're trying to address is, how can human experts effectively utilize automatic speaker recognition technology? To our knowledge, this is still an open question. So we included a small pilot test in the 2010 NIST speaker recognition evaluation. The task in Hazard is to determine whether two different speech segments were both spoken by the same speaker. The Hazard evaluation included two tests. The first, called Hazard 1, consisted of 15 trials, that is 15 pairs of speech segments. And the second, Hazard 2, consisted of 150 trials, the first 15 of which were the Hazard 1 trials. Hazard systems could use human listeners or machines or both, and anyone who wished to participate was welcome. Again, each trial consisted of two speech segments, and the task is to determine whether they were spoken by the same speaker. There was no time limit on the amount of listening permitted, but it was required the trials be processed separately and independently, one at a time and in sequence. For each trial, each system provided a same speaker or different speaker decision, as well as a numeric score, where a higher score indicated greater confidence in a speaker, same speaker decision. Because of the limited number of trials, the evaluation metric consisted of simply tallying the number of misses and false alarms. Let me note that a miss is deciding the segments were spoken by different speakers when they were spoken by the same speaker, and a false alarm is deciding segments were spoken by the same speaker when in fact they were spoken by different speakers. Due to the limited number of trials, it was necessary to select challenging segment pairs. In each case, one of the segments was a 3-minute recording of an interview over one of several different microphones, and in the other segment was a 5-minute phone call recorded over a telephone channel. For Hazard 1, segment pair similarity was determined using an automatic system, and the most similar different speaker pairs were selected for different speaker trials, and the least similar speaker pair segments were chosen for same speaker trials. These pairs were then screened by a human to select the most difficult trials and eliminate any content cues. Hazard 2 was selected in the same way, the only difference being the screening was limited. All right, now that we know all about the Hazard evaluation, let's play a game. It's called Same Speaker, Different Speaker, and it's played by listening to a pair of speech segments and voting whether they were spoken by the same speaker. So the first one.
That was so cool. Yeah, you did something. I'm always sleeper too. That's kind of like my job because my boss like reschedule, you know, for whatever, and he'll let me come in at like noon or like 10:30. Yeah, he's really cool. It's just me and him in the office, so it's not like a big super stuffy like corporate environment or anything.
Okay, how many people believe it was the same speaker? Okay, how many different speakers? Okay, overwhelmingly same, but some different. Okay, another second trial.
Years. Also, there's Halloween coming up. Kind of excited about it. We're very excited. I went to those costumes. Should be done tomorrow, but like, between the two of them, 96%.
Well, there was that singer, too, Shania Twain. She said that dioxins caused her to have breast cancer. And now, like, Nalgene, that company, the scientific company, they make all those plastic bottles, you take them hiking with you. But now, no, it's stainless steel. That's the way to go because of
How many people think same speaker? Just a couple. how many different speaker? This was set up a little differently, but you may be surprised to learn that the first one was different speaker, and the second was same speaker. It's true. It's absolutely true. Let us note that these were the trials in Hazard 1 that had the most misses and false alarms. Okay, so let's see how the Hazard 1 systems did. On the top are same speaker trials, and on the bottom, different speaker trials. There are 20 systems that participated from 15 sites in 6 different countries. The green portion of the bars represents correct decisions, the blue misses, and the red false alarms. As we look from left to right, we see trials increasing in increasing difficulty for the systems, and we just listened to this trial and this trial. Here we see individual system performance on the Hazard 1 trials. Each bar represents the total number of errors divided by the total number of trials. That's 15 in this case. Again, blue indicates misses and red false alarms. The system with the fewest errors had 2 misses and no false alarms. And the system with the most had 4 misses and 7 false alarms. Sorry. Okay. Here we consider the performance of systems from the sites that participated in Hazard 1 and Hazard 2. The bar on the left for each system represents Hazard 1 trials, and the bar on the right represents errors on Hazard 2 trials. Left Hazard 1, and then right Hazard 2. Again, blue is misses and red are false alarms. On average, the Hazard 1 proved more challenging than Hazard 2 trials. Now, if you took your time and carefully read the fine print of the SRE-10 evaluation plan, you would discover that we embedded in the automatic system evaluation the hazard trials, allowing us to see how the automatic systems did. So when we look at the three leading systems in the main evaluation and look how they did on the hazard trials, this is what we see here on the right. One thing we should note on this is that the actual decisions are being displayed here for the hazard systems, but we were not able to do that for the automatic systems due to a 1,000-to-1 different speaker to same speaker prior probability given in the main evaluation. So we altered the decision threshold of the automatic systems so as to produce equal counts of misses and false alarms. So we saw that leading automatic systems had noticeably fewer errors than the hazard systems, and the tests proved quite challenging. In fact, half the systems got more trials right than wrong in Hazard 1. Yes, thank you. we leave you with a couple of questions. First, was this data appropriate for supporting hazard research? And where do we go from here? We are planning another hazard evaluation to be held in conjunction with SRE-12. We expect there will be 2 tests, the first with 20 trials and the second with 200. The trial selection process is planned to be similar as in Hazard 10, but hopefully with less human screening. The data will still be in English only, and the evaluation period is planned to be 4 months, which is 3 months longer than the automatic system evaluation is typically. We are eager for your feedback, so please email or speak with us. I should note that statistical significance is of great importance to NIST. It's of particular interest to us. But with so few trials, none can be assigned to these results. We are also interested in ideas on how to improve the trial selection process, so again, please share with us. For more information or to provide feedback, use our website or speak with us or emails on the paper. Thank you very much. So for questions, please come to the microphones.
Any questions? Feel free to save me for later if you wish. But so we gained a few minutes there. And
oh, please.
Yes, Julia. Microphone.
Okay, I would like to have more explanation on
sure.
the proximity, the difficulty, and the proximity of the voice, and how you measure this proximity exactly.
Oh, sure. Well. So we ran a full matrix of interview train, interview test, non-target trials over all speaker pairs. The 37 speaker pairs were identified using a threshold of 6 scores, where the idea was a score was included if a score was included in the top 1% of scores in the wrong direction. This is how those 37 pairs were chosen, and then combinations of segments for each speaker pair were listened to determine which would be used for hazard one for non-target pairs. For target trials, or same speaker trials, sorry, we did a full matrix of the actual segments and then listened to the segment pairs and decided that way. That was for hazard one. For hazard two, there wasn't very careful screening, but the process was similar, just with a larger threshold. Yeah.
Craig, what was the percentage of non-natives in HAZARD 2 data set?
The percentage of non-native HAZARD 2 what, I'm sorry?
The percentage of non-native speakers in the HAZARD 2
sure. Sets. So people who were not native U.S. English speakers. Let's see. So I'm thinking 1, 2, I'm thinking of 2.
So this would be non-nativeness derived from the self-declared
3.
From the self-declared demographic information.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
Is that right?
Or maybe I'm misunderstanding. Are you asking for the trials or for the participants?
The trials.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I. Yes. I do not know that offhand, but that's something we can find out with self-reported demographics. I will note that everyone who was recorded in Philadelphia, but that's a fairly international city, so I don't know.
The intention was not to have it. The intention was not to have non-nativeness enter into this, right?
I believe that's correct, but sometimes.
Yeah. It might have been pulled in by looking at the difficulty of the trials, and then when you go and look at the demographics, you find out this person reports that his English is his second language. That still doesn't
yes.
tell you that there's an accent there to make judgment on.
Also true.
Because that really wouldn't have fit with the intention of the test to include things like accents or background noise or anything else that could be used other than the speech and speech quality and voice quality would have been. With so few trials, we need.
Okay, there's question. Another question.
One more question.
So what was the gender breakdown? Did you specifically select for a good divide, or did you choose based upon challenge in the past for that?
Sure. Again, I don't have the gender breakdown handy, but this was this just fell out. We did not try to balance this. But all trials, I'll say of course, but all trials were same-sex trials. Thank you very much.